Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the second week of September 2025. Fall is upon us, the temperatures are cooler, and we have campers that have been coming out to Camp Courageous for decades coming and visiting us. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous just completed its 50th year of serving campers, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. This past week, the theme was back in time. Campers had a super time kind of going back to the 80s arts and crafts. They designed their own splatter t-shirts, their own DeLoreans, all kinds of things, and had a great dance from back in the 80s. Camp Courageous is currently looking for lifeguards. If you're interested and you have the experience being a lifeguard, we have flexible hours, a competitive pay. It's an indoor pool. There's actually two pools, a therapeutic pool and a lap pool. And you can contact Diane Jocelyn, our aquatics director here at Camp Courageous, if you might be interested in that. Our travel program was off to the Wisconsin Dells. There are tons of things to do up there. They had a super time. A big thank you to all those folks up at the Wisconsin Dells that made sure that their time there was extra special. This weekend is a respite cure weekend. We have a big group of campers coming out, and it should be a fun time for them. Fundraisers coming up, we have our big Camp Courageous waffle breakfast and open house coming up the last Sunday of the month, September 28th. And here's our friend to talk to you a little bit more about the Camp Courageous waffle breakfast and open house.
Make plans to attend the annual Camp Courageous waffle breakfast and open house, Sunday, September 28th from 8 a.m. until noon at the Camp Courageous Main Lodge. Enjoy made-to-order Belgian waffles and pork sausage and tour this unique facility. Train rides, live music, zip line rides, and more. See you for the waffle breakfast and open house Sunday, September 28th at Camp Courageous near Monticello, Iowa. CampCourageous.org.
Along with the waffle breakfast, we have the Manchester Garage Sale located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all those that volunteer up there, all those that bring the garage sale items, and all those that go there and shop. Talking about the Manchester Garage Sale, every once in a while we have something that we have to go out and pick up with a truck, and Camp Courageous is looking for volunteers right now that can drive a straight truck. They have to have their CDL and have kind of a good background on driving. And you can get a hold of Ashley here at Camp Courageous if you'd like more information about being a driver for Camp Courageous. Our need of the week is multi-purpose copy paper and also large jumbo paper clips. So if anybody would like to provide us those, that would be wonderful. Some dear friends that passed away this week, Camp Courageous was deeply saddened upon the passing of Jerry Turry. Jerry was from Lincolnwood, Illinois. Jerry's enthusiasm for the Chicago Cubs carried through to the name of the large team of cyclists he led on RAGBRAI, Registered Annual Great Bicycle Ride Across Iowa, the Chicago Urban Bicycling Society, or Cubs. To say Jerry was a Cubs fan is an understatement. He loved them and attending their games at Wrigley Field. He once said his mother would let him attend the games on his own when he was quite young because no one else was there and he would be easy to spot on TV so she could keep an eye on him. Jerry played a key role in the Cubs supporting Camp Courageous at teammate Mike Conklin's recommendation. Mike attended Cornell College, graduated from there, worked for the Chicago Tribune, and was a teacher at DePaul University. It was extremely important for Jerry to say thank you to the people of Iowa for opening their hearts and their homes to the Cubs. Jerry was delighted to support Camp Courageous, having a daughter, Jennifer, that has special needs and used services offered by Miss Accordia there in Chicago. The relationship Jerry started with Mr. Cordia may come full circle with residents attending Camp Courageous in the future. Jerry was so proud to give Camp Courageous board member Jim Fells and myself a tour of Mr. Cordia. Jerry was a class act. When I first met him, I sensed he was either a former Marine Corps drill sergeant, a physical education teacher, or an athletic director. He had a wonderful relationship, but I always felt if he told me to drop and give him 20 push-ups, I would be ready. With the strictness required to be a teacher, a coach, an athletic director, mayor of Lincolnwood, Illinois, and a leader of nearly 100 bicyclists and support across Iowa, he needed to be strict, but his good and caring and loving personality always showed through as his number one characteristic. During the bus trip from Chicago to the west side of Iowa, he was a stand-up comedian and a jokester. He was a joy to be around. In 2005, Jerry was elected mayor of Lincolnwood and served until 2017. He introduced Camp Courageous to thousands of new friends who have become lifetime supporters. Camp sympathy goes out to Jerry's wonderful wife and high school sweetheart for 59 years, Nancy, along with family and friends. We also mourned the passing of Judith Hemmingson. Judith was from Des Moines. Her husband, Dale, did the Corian blocks you see in our indoor pool. He went on to give all of his equipment for engraving, making signs to Camp Courageous. A wonderful couple. Judith was a longtime registered nurse in the Des Moines area. Also, Joan Henneke from Maquoketa area passed away. Great supporter of the camp. Our sympathy goes out to her family and friends. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you today for listening. Thank you.